Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina. Well, I'm delighted to have our next guest. Hello, who's there?
Hiya, Trina. Todd here.
Hiya, Todd. How's things? How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. We're deep into our rehearsals now over here in London town and waiting to take the show on tour.
Oh, brilliant. What's the atmosphere actually like over there at the moment with the Queen's passing and everything? Is it very sombre?
Well, we're in a slightly different part of London. We're sort of West End. I think that's happening up more near Horse Guards Parade and the Palace and that kind of thing. But just speaking to the stage doorman, he said he saw the parade and that kind of thing. And London is definitely, I came in on the tube today, and it's definitely everyone's, gathering around and in mourning and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, but, a different kind of feel, I guess, to the place, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Whenever there's a big event like, you know, the passing of the Queen, or I was here doing a show years ago when the London Olympics were here, there's definitely, you know, something different about the place, definitely.
Yeah, vibe. Well, it's great to have you on. I'm delighted to have you on. Of course, you have Irish blood in you, Todd, don't you?
I do indeed, and very proud of it. I am as well. We're in Dublin and we're in Cork. Most of my relatives are still in. A lot of them are in Ashbourne, County Meath, just down the road from the Gaiety. And I was speaking to someone earlier about sounding like we're old gits, but the days before the jet setting and going to Spain and Italy, it used to be me going to see my Irish cousins 1 year and them coming over to London to see me. That's how we spent our summer holidays. You know, 6 weeks of summer holidays. So yeah. My Irish connections are very strong, you know, Irish football team, Six Nations and Munster rugby team, so I've had an Irish passport for over 40 years, so you could the green blood is flowing, I can promise you that.
Now that Irish passport is very handy now because of Brexit, isn't it? You always want to have an Irish passport.
You know what it is, and there's more people now claiming they're Irish than ever before.
Where are they coming from?
I don't know, they're coming out of the woodwork, but at least I can say I did it 40 years before any pandemic came along.
Yeah, exactly. Funny, when I got this press release in, like straight away, sometimes when you get a press release in about somebody, you have to Google their name, but straight away it's like, Todd Carty, yep, we'll have him on the show. Thank you very much.
Many
people are familiar with you and know you from over the years, from obviously being Mark Fowler in EastEnders, The Bill as well. But I couldn't believe it was further down the press release where they talked about Grange Hill, because I'm an 80s kid and all of our listeners will have watched you in that. But you started so young, didn't you?
I started when I was when I was 4 years old in the late 60s. I won't say exactly how old, but I don't think it would be a detective to work out exactly.
There is a thing called Google, Todd.
Jesus Christ almighty. Listen, I've got a big one coming up next year, and it's not 30, it's not 40, so I can let everyone decide for themselves.
Very good.
You're as old as you feel, as they say, anyway.
That's it. I saw when you went on This Is Your Life with Michael Aspel, and the look of absolute shock in your face when he turned up in Albert Square all those years ago. Like, you seem genuinely like you were nearly going to pass out with the shock.
But you never really expect anything like that. You know, people always say, would you ever do This Is Your Life? And it's, Jesus Christ, talking about myself all night, absolutely no way. And I'm pretty publicity shy anyway. But I have to say, hand on heart, what my family did for me that night, my kids were on, and they did a grand job, as I say. They did a grand job, and I'm glad now that I was part of it, because, you know what it's like. Is Mrs. Somerville from Number 37A going to come along and say horrible things about you?
I know, yeah.
But luckily, she was banned, and everyone did come on, they said nice things, and they made me feel $1 million. Yeah. And it was a terrific night, and something that, you know, my kids now fully grown up, 26 and 22, it was just something we've always got on tape to look at every now and again and reminisce about the good old days.
They were only babies and toddlers at the time, weren't they? God.
Thomas was only 4 weeks old. Yeah.
I always wonder, does the person know who's backstage and who's about to come out, or is it completely top secret and you really don't know until they come out on the stage?
Well, it is complete top secret, because my mum came up. We had a flat at the time, and as I was coming in one door, my mother was almost with 2 feet going down the fire escape of a three-floor tenement block, and I think Dad was there and things like that. So she was going out one door, I was coming the other. I always seem to have, you know, when you do a surprise party for someone, the person that always turns up unannounced is the subject themselves. So I was doing this all the time, and I thought I was basically going home for a chicken dinner. The chicken dinner never came, but Michael Aspel came instead.
Yeah, yeah. I remember attempting to do a surprise party for my husband there a few years ago, and he was up in the attic, and it was a very, very belated birthday, so we wouldn't have expected anybody to be calling over. So all the friends were kind of like waiting in the nearby pub for me to give them the text, the go-ahead, now's the time to come down, you know? And they all kind of snuck into the garden, and he's up in the attic, and I said, could you come down? I just need some help just to fix something down here. And he took ages to come down. Sure, what was he doing? He was looking at them all on the camera on his phone. All the friends hiding in the garden. I was like, okay, yeah, he knew all about this surprise. I'm terrible. So look, you're coming to Dublin for a good kind of period of time in October. And by the way, you know your mate Adam Wudgett is going to be in Dublin the same time doing My Fair Lady.
Well, where is he? We're at the Gaiety, as you know. Yeah, so he must be, is it the
Bord Gáis Energy Theatre?
Yeah, I did spam a lot there a few years ago. So listen, we can have a pint at the Black Stuff when we're over there. That's great news.
Yeah, so he's over.
Are we there at the same time?
Yeah, so you're at the Gaiety.
Are we there at the same time?
You're at the Gaiety between the 3rd and the 15th, and he's at the Bord Gáis between the 6th and the 30th.
It would be rude not to have a drop of Guinness over there. It's got to be done, Trina. It's got to be done.
So tell me what you're here in Dublin for at the Gaiety. It's Agatha. When I say Agatha Christie, I always think of the Wag of the Christie now. this is Agatha Christie. Tell me all about it.
Well, Agatha Christie might make a surprise appearance. Yeah. You never can tell. Showbiz is a stranger. Listen, it's Agatha Christie. It's the 70th anniversary of the Mousetrap. And Mousetrap is a whodunit. Six people are in a remote manor house. And it's basically about whodunit, you know, murder, things that go bump in the night. And you, as the audience, are new best friends, the fourth wall, we call it in theatre.
Yeah.
They are our detectives, and they've got to work out who they think is the murderer come the end of the show.
Okay.
So I don't want to be the one actor in the whole company that gets six of the best by giving away the I'm crossing every finger and holding my seat very, very tightly. But it's, you know, a thing that I mean, I came to see it when I knew I was going to be there. I mean, I actually saw it about 40 years ago when I was with this young man. So then I came to see it 40 years later, and there was a 13-year-old girl, her sister of 9, her brother of 10, with mum and dad. And at half time, I was sitting in an aisle seat. They were sitting in the aisle seat, and the kids, instead of playing on their PlayStations and their Xboxes, they were trying to work out who did what, why, when, and it was just such a refreshing thing to see. The kids of that age found it fascinating in a sense. They wanted to. They were the Columbos, you know. Just one more thing, and they wanted to work it out. And come the end, some of them got it, and some of them didn't. But it just shows that it does appeal across the board to 9, 10, 11-year-olds, to granny and granddad as well.
So it won't be obvious. There won't be anybody standing there, you know, with a candlestick in their hand or a dagger or whatever the case might be. You'll have to figure it out.
Well, as long as someone doesn't say the butler did it while we're actually doing it, we'll be quite happy, even though there isn't a butler in it.
Yeah, you have to be so careful in theatre. The hecklers, if they start giving the game away. Well, listen, Todd, I'd love to talk to you for ages. It's been really lovely to catch up with you. I might even see you in person throughout the course of the show at the Gaiety Theatre. Lovely catching up. Thanks so much.
All the best. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Todd. Bye.
Cheers. Take care yourself. Bye.
Oh, isn't he nice? There's Todd Carty, the actor who played Mark Fowler in EastEnders. He was in The Bill, and of course he was Tucker in Grange Hill, and he's going to be at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin next month for Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.